Welcome to JMA Unwired, a podcast dedicated to discussing the latest in mobile technology. Each episode features relevant topics to educate our listeners and help them make informed decisions about the rapidly changing wireless world. Now, let's get unwired.
Hello and welcome, everyone. My name is Fernando Perez. I am the Area Vice President of Business Development for JMA Wireless. My areas of responsibility are sports and entertainment and hospitality. Today, our guest is Jamie Cano, Senior Manager of IT at Marriott International. So, Jamie, please tell us about your background and your role at Marriott.
Great. Thank you very much, Fernando. Thank you for the time for having me here. So I am the Senior Manager of IT for Marriott International, covering specifically over DAS, telecom, cost savings, kind of everything in between all those verticals. My background has been in Marriott hospitality for about 16 years now. Started off right out of high school, working in operations, front desk, moving my way up through human resources, and then for the past 5 years in IT. And had a progressive role since then. Now that I'm here to focus on DAS, that's a very interesting component, something I haven't been exposed to in the past. It's always been kind of far out and unseen, right? The DAS world, as it should be, right? We want to hide all these antennas and make the process streamlined. But yes, that's what I've been into, and it's been a very successful past year that I've been in the DAS role.
So, Jamie, how are hospitality technology managers, especially those with a first perspective like yourself, are preparing for 5G?
So what is 5G going to do and how do we prepare for that as hospitality? I think we have to take advantage of the real estate that you have, right? These owners are in prime locations, obviously some of these being convention centers or otherwise large venues, right? That are going to bring in foot traffic, not only for the benefit of the customer that they're bringing in, their groups and so on and so forth, but really getting that out and getting participation from the carriers. I think that's what we need to have, right? There's definitely an opportunity for hospitality to take advantage of this and capitalize on it. I don't necessarily believe that that's should be our main objective. I believe coverage for our guests, right? Now that COVID has happened, the pandemic, I believe this is going to be another opportunity that's going to change fundamentally how we're going to do business moving forward. 4G has its limitations. It's got constraints. It's got bottlenecks. When you talk about 5G, those quite don't exist, right? With a tenfold or more increase in bandwidth, right? That's something we don't necessarily have to consider at the current moment with the current traffic that we have.
So, Jamie, next question. So what technologies should hospitality focus on when selecting a connectivity solution?
It's difficult to say, right? There's a lot of different options out there. Obviously, there's different options within a certain manufacturer, and you guys have many options as well, small cell, DAS. It just, the variations can be quite a bit. Right. And at times the technology does get a little bit cumbersome when you're just trying to look at the problem and a solution. I think the best way to look at it is scalability. Right. Is this something that with some of the things that we have out there, can it expand? Right. Can we move to 5G from a 4G solution? Right. And that's been the latest. Right. That we want to make sure that we're essentially, quote unquote, future proof. That we're going to be prepared for the next wave of technology, right? We don't want to invest and install in a system, right, that's going to be obsolete within a couple of years, right, when 5G rolls out and that becomes, they take over the market share of phones. So, those are at least some of the things that we consider when we consider, a connectivity solution. And really, it's what's going to be best for the end user, right, the customer. What's going to be able to take over certain venues, right? So it even depends on whether we're talking about a convention center or just a 500-room hotel, right? That's not going to do as much convention. It's more business, transient, not so much conference-level business, right? And that changes the type of technology you might want to kind of put forth, right? whereas you don't necessarily need the high capacity system, whereas let's say a Gaylord, right, these giant, you know, hotels that have rooms in the thousands, right, and then convention spaces even bigger than that, right, hundreds of thousands of square feet, millions of square feet, that you need coverage for. So it really depends on the solution and the situation, but ultimately it's that future proofing, the 5G that we're looking at, right? We want to make sure we're ready for that, and we're not lagging behind, and that's what I would consider what any hospitality company should be looking for, is staying ahead of the future.
So speaking of the future in hospitality technology, what new guest services are being driven by mobile technology? Can you talk about that?
Some of the technologies that we have already in place, right, that obviously need to expand, right, is mobile check-in, for instance, right? Huge improvement on the current process, right? I think the best example is when last year when we had our all-in conference, right, where operations and IT got together for Marriott, about 3,000 folks got together, and the check-in process was seamless, right? Because we all had our mobile key on our phone, and we just went up to our room and opened up our door without having to stop at the check-in. I mean, could you imagine the course over 2-3 days, everybody arriving, 3,000 people, hundreds of people in the lobby trying to check in at the same time? It's just, that's not a very good experience. And that was the first mass deployment of it that I've seen personally, you know, for our convention that worked very successfully. So I believe the push for that, adding more features into that, you know, mobile dining is also there as well. So you don't have to go down and order food. You can just do it through your app and have it brought up to your room in a prepared package, right? So I think those are some of the things that Marriott has been doing, right, in the past. And I think now we'll need to, if they're not already, right? Again, I don't have that information, but I do believe that that is going to be the main focus, is to expand that mobile app and the features that our guests can take care of or on the phone.
Excellent, Jamie. Thank you very much for being with us today. It is exciting to see how, through technology, Marriott International can provide best-in-class hospitality. I want to thank you, and thanks again for being with us today. Hopefully, we can do this again soon.
Thank you, Fernando, and you and JMA for the time to join your podcast here. I think these discussions are vital to our industry, wireless technology, so that everybody's on the same page with what we want to do with the technology, right? You guys can build it, but we have to find a way to use it, right? So let's keep the conversation going, and let's get creative on how we can deploy these solutions.
Thank you for listening to the Unwired Podcast by JMA. If you enjoyed today's topic, we encourage you to check out more episodes and content available at jmawireless.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and stay up to date with the latest trends in mobile technology.